This is the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, and there's a bonus early morning bumble-o because we're on The Breakfast Show. Some call centre confessions today, what they're really doing when you're on the phone to them. Also, a man called Will from Cardiff who pretended he was from Spain, I don't know why, and news on the worst tattoo you could possibly ever get. We speak to the guy who's actually got it.
Hello?
If you want to get up, get down like this. Wake up.
The way you cop every day.
With Scott Mills.
With the way you cop every day.
Good to go.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Get up.
With Will I Am.
Wake yourself up.
It really smells in here now.
Wake yourself up.
I do love a bit of Scott.
Good morning. Next time on The Breakfast Show, remind me to get those updated a bit because I'd quite like some more current celebrities on. The current ones feature David Hasselhoff, Cheryl, and Will I Am in there as well.
And a comment about it really smelling in here, which always bugs me whenever I hear that because I'm always like, wait, what, like...
It's just going, it really smells in here.
It's an out of context discussion.
Don't worry about it. I will make them myself for next time, all right? Just bear with this week. Good morning, this is the Radio on Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. It is... Wednesday? Yeah, it's Wednesday morning. Oh, good, that means we can have a little bumble-o midweek style. Early doors.
I nearly slipped this morning, Scott. I set about 6 or 7 alarms, and you know where your dreams start blending with reality?
Yeah.
I nearly hit snooze on all of them.
No, I nearly hit snooze as well today, and I was like... And then you have to have a word with yourself.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Right, do it now.
Get up now. You know what can happen here. You'll get told off.
You almost kind of tell yourself off, don't you? It's like, Right, you dare hit snooze again.
Scott Mills.
Loads of people going on holiday today. We've got somebody laying on the beach in Vietnam right now.
Whoa.
That's amazing. I can't find your name now. Hang on, where are you? Oh, yeah. Washi from Banbury.
And also, do you reckon that's their Vietnam name? It's like, hello, I'm Washi.
We were doing this yesterday. What is your kind of nickname from the place you live? So I started off by saying that a guy from Bristol was called the Down End Destroyer. And then we got loads in yesterday.
Mm. But I think the Washer is more of a... It's just the kind of chilled name, the chilled character you expect to find on a beach in Vietnam.
Yeah. Also, we've got Kate in Tiverton, who is milking her cows this morning. We have got... Person that is really looking forward to the weekend, Michael, electrician from Oxford, on the way to work, counting down the days, going to Egypt on Friday for 2 weeks.
Wow. Do you reckon there's certain music that makes the cows milk more?
I don't know.
That's my question of the morning.
Text back. Also, Katie's been on saying, please pray for Katie this morning. I asked my sister to take me to Heathrow Airport as I'm going on holiday. We went to Norwich instead, but now we're on our way back to Heathrow.
What happened there?
I don't know. Like, did you not use your phone or your sat-nav or anything? She says we're on a mad but safe drive to the airport.
Oh, no. Do you reckon they were aiming for Terminal 5 and they've ended up at a bar called Terminal 3 or something?
Oh, no. I got this wrong. It's worse. Katie says... Ask sister to take me to Heathrow Airport from Norwich and end up in Coventry. That's actually worse. Sorry, I thought you'd ended up in Norwich. They started in Norwich, but then they went to Coventry. Hannah in London, really struggling to get out of bed this morning. Even the fact that today is my Friday is not helping because she's off work for the rest of the week. And also we've got a barista listening. That's Melissa from Chesterfield. Good morning to you. Oh, I quite fancy a coffee and a roll, do you?
Coffee and a roll.
Coffee and a roll. Have I told you about coffee and a roll?
You might need to explain to everyone coffee and a roll and why we are always saying it.
We don't really say it on air much, but I say it to you, don't I, after the show. It's like, what should we do? Should we have a coffee and a roll? It's because one of my best mates, one of his mates from school, used to text him all the time and be like, I'm around later if you fancy a coffee and a roll. Now... Why are those two together?
It's a weird thing to say.
Yeah, just come round later, I'll be in. We can have coffee and a roll.
Scott Mills.
Quick hello to the Gorefield Gobbler, who's just texted in, Scott. Says, morning.
It's starting again, is it? Henry's been on saying, I'm from Bristol, Bedminster to be precise. What can my nickname be? Needs to find a B.
From the...
We'll think of it, don't worry. We'll get you one.
The tricky thing with this game is there are a few for B. Not sure if we're allowed to say them.
Exactly.
One for Bristol, actually. If you the way you can do it in a Bristolian accent.
Not the Bristol pistol.
No,
from yesterday.
No, it's a B word.
Okay, we've got Emily and Rusty And Miley on the way to Bristol Airport. Got all the Bristols on this morning. They're off to Cyprus on their holidays. I'm going to try and make Coffee and a Roll the new Netflix and chill.
Great idea.
Nathan's been on saying quite fancy Coffee and a Roll meals later on. We've also got Mark, who's up early, saying, oh, I'd die for a coffee and a roll right now. Andy from Chippenham, also keen for coffee and a roll.
It's just odd. It's an odd combination. It's a bit like inviting someone round for a tea and a carrot. Do you know what I mean? There's no real reason why they should be together.
This is a real life thing. My mate used to be... My mate had a friend that was like, do you want to fancy coffee and a roll? Oh, okay. We've just got cow news. Apparently, cows are more relaxed when they are hearing classical music. That's from a lot of farmers texting in.
Really?
Yeah, so I mean, they don't like dance music. Well, so, like, Faded by Alan Walker, which we're going to play in a moment, is not for them. This is more their thing. Good morning, cows. This is when they give many more litres. Many more litres.
Ah, all the litres.
Because they're much more relaxed.
And does it all just sort of...
All flood
just
out.
Flows, does it? Yeah. Let your milk go forth, cows.
This is for all the cows out there this morning. Come on, give it to us.
Spray away. This reminds me of the Leicester City Premier League win, Scott. They played this on the day that they sort of celebrated.
They?
Yeah.
Were there cows there?
There was no cows being milked. In fact, that would have made it even better.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Tom on the M40. He needs a nickname for where he lives. He lives in Wakefield. I mean, the possibilities are endless with a W. The Wakefield Warrior. That's what you can be. Good morning, this is Scott Mills on the Radio and Breakfast Show, in for Nick Grimshaw all this week and Bank Holiday Monday, when we'll have a special bangers show for you. We've got Dan from Bradley Stoke, who wants a nickname. That's another B there. You can be the Bradley Stoke Barbarian. There we are. That's for you. Real or No Real is coming up with one of our listeners. I'm Scott Mills. Today, mostly thinking about dyeing my hair blorange. Have you seen this?
Saw this on Twitter this morning. Yeah, I still don't fully understand what it is.
It's a spring hair trend. It's kind of somewhere between orange and blonde. And loads of people are talking about it on the internet this morning. Now, you'd think that was just ginger, but it's not. It's kind of more red than that.
Yeah, but strawberry blonde is ginger, isn't it?
Well, no.
No?
No. I can see that Pixie Lott has already dyed her hair blorange. Of course she has. Bang on trend.
So if you're waking up this morning, first thing to do is dye your hair blorange,
is it? Yeah, I mean, some people are saying that it's more like a washed-out rose gold. But have a look at on Twitter. There's some really weird examples of it as well. Some people are saying it's just people being too lazy to keep up with their red dye job, so they've just gone blorange instead.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, Lizzie.
Yes, hello.
Yes, Queen. YQ, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. You sound awake.
Yeah, I know. I got called earlier, so I'm wide awake.
Okay, where are you?
I'm in Birmingham.
What do you do there?
I'm a student.
It's odd that you're up at this time if you're a student. Are you good at getting to 9 a.m. lectures?
No, we haven't got lectures. I'm just revising. It's revision time.
Is it? Mm-hmm. And when's the exam start?
End of May for me.
And how are you finding revision? Are you managing to get space in the library? Because that was always like a massive deal when I was at uni.
No, it's all right, because everyone's gone home for Easter, but it's just like the hardcore people who've stayed to revise.
Like you, that's right.
Yes.
Okay, so you know all about Real or No Real.
Yes.
Lizzie, I'm going to give you two facts. You tell me what's what. Here we go.
Dick and Dom are no longer allowed to throw custard pies on tour.
You know Dick and Tom.
Obviously, everyone knows Dick and Dom.
Are you more Dick or Dom, Scott?
I'd have to say I'm more Dick.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I love Dom as well. I saw him outside the building, the Radio 1 building, the other day.
Dick or Dom?
Dom. Do you know which one's which?
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah, legends.
So you know who they are, but you can't tell Jack and Alex from All Time Low apart.
I can't, no. And I really like those boys. And
every time they come in, he's like, oh, which one's Jack, which one's Alex?
They're so lovely, right? And occasionally they'll drop us a message on Twitter. I get the odd DM from one or the other. But I can't... When they come in, I think they look so similar.
They don't. Jack and Alex look completely different. Right, so Dick and Dom, they used to throw custard pies on their tour. Now, not allowed. I wonder why.
Perhaps I injured someone.
Maybe.
Yeah, it could be a health and safety thing, that, couldn't it? I didn't actually think it was custard pies that get thrown at these things. I thought that was what you call them, but actually it's just shaving foam on a paper plate.
Yeah.
So what is it, Scott? It is shaving foam, isn't it?
I think it's generally shaving foam, but I did used to think as a kid that it was actual custard.
Mm.
What did you think, Lizzie?
I always thought it was shaving foam, but maybe they started using real ones and that's why they got banned.
Yeah, true.
Also, do we think they're still doing this on tour?
Oh, 100%.
Lobbing around the shaving foam and stuff like that?
Yeah, the thing is, Dick and Dom will never grow up. They'll always be Dick and Dom at that age.
Mm. They'll be OADs, won't they?
Yeah, bogeys will still be on. So,
old age dicks and doms.
What do you think, Lizzie? Real or no real?
Real.
You think they are not allowed to throw custard pies anymore? Chris?
It's health and safety gone mad, Scott. I think it's real, though.
That one is real.
Oh. Mm.
True. The pair told Tim Lovejoy and Simon Rimmer on Sunday Brunch that after they once hit an audience member in the face with a custard pie, the person suffered an allergic reaction and their face ballooned, so no more pie throwing allowed now.
Oh, my God. Knew it.
You were right, Lizzie. Right, here's your next fact.
A man from Cardiff has been banned from Madame Tussauds after pretending to be a waxwork to scare people.
Oh.
Haven't you done this, Chris?
I did do this. I went into Madame Tussauds. I can't remember why I went into Madame Tussauds. I think we were doing something for the show. And I went in, and whilst I was there, I thought I'd stand still. Because I had a microphone as well. I thought it would look even more like a statue. And genuinely, people start taking photos of you. Like, it honestly happens. Give it 30 seconds of standing still, and people aren't sure if you're a waxwork or not.
Well, who are you supposed to be?
I guess just me. But they don't know that you're not famous. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. They'll still take pictures.
They'll still take pictures in case you're famous.
But the joke would get old quite quickly, I think. So this guy from Cardiff, he turns up and he's always pretending to be a waxwork. This must cost him loads because he's got to pay the entrance fee to get in just to have a bit of lols.
He's going to be one of those friends as well that does the same joke and it annoys all of his other friends.
Yeah.
The same joke over and over again, even if it's not all that funny.
He's definitely that guy.
Lizzie, talk to me about your friendship group. Have you got someone like this in yours?
Me, if I'm honest.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the one that would go and pretend to be a waxwork.
Yeah, that would be me.
Do you get on with your housemates, Lizzie?
Yeah, I actually really do. They're great. I love my housemates. There's eight of us, so it's quite busy.
Oh, wow.
Is it all girls?
It's six girls and two guys.
Wow.
If everyone gets on fine?
Yeah, everyone gets on fine.
Who's the moany one?
Me.
What do you moan about?
Cleaning the kitchen, always. Oh.
Are you one of those that's like, this is Lizzie's milk. If you take it, it will become a police matter.
No, we have house communism with our food a lot of the time.
Right.
You're okay. A history student, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And what happens there then?
So if we have like stuff that we can share, like butter or milk or fruit, stuff that goes off quickly, we all share to sort of make the most of it and not let it go to waste.
How's communism there?
Yeah, that
communism,
is.
Communism, yeah. I'm just wondering as well then, if you are the kind of person that would do this kind of thing, like this man in Cardiff, would you say that you look like a famous? So if you were to stand still in Madame Tussauds, who would people think that you are?
Literally no one. I have no idea.
You don't look like anyone famous?
No.
Must do. They must bear some resemblance. Someone must have said at some point, so with Scott, he looks like Ellen DeGeneres. With me, I look like a young Hugh Grant. Mm. Not my words, the words of Mila Kunis.
I got told once I look like Kirstie Gallagher off of Gladiators.
All right.
Okay, well that...
Hey.
So you could... Hey. Well, you could be Kirstie Gallagher off of Gladiators in Madame Tussauds. And I'll be Ellen.
Oh, no.
Cause exactly the same face. Now I've told you that, you're not going to be able to stop thinking that I look like Ellen DeGeneres, because I do.
Oh, no.
Sorry, but I do. So is there a man from Cardiff who's banned from Madame Tussauds because being a waxwork all the time in there? Real or no real? Lizzie?
No real.
Chris?
I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Yes!
Not quite true. 24-year-old Usama Shamsan has been a hit on Snapchat after posing as a waxwork over the weekend, but he's not banned. He's still very much allowed in.
They love him in there. He's more popular than some of the other waxworks.
Yeah. Come in! At the end of that round of Real or No Real?
I got 10. Lizzie, you got 20.
Yeah.
And that is going to set you up for a brilliant day of revising, that is.
Thank you.
All right, listen, good to speak to you, Lizzie. Thanks for playing.
Good to meet you too. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
As heard earlier on Real or No Real at 7.15, there is a man in Cardiff who is going into Madame Tussauds and pretending to be a waxwork. Lee, what happened to you when you were in there?
Basically, I went to Madame Tussauds 3 or 4 weeks ago and someone thought I was Rag and Bone Man.
So you're just standing still in Madame Tussauds and someone's like, oh, look, it's Rag and Bone Man.
Yeah, basically. I was I was standing still for like literally 3 or 4 seconds. Some girl just ran over to me and got her dad to take a picture with me, so I thought I'd go for it.
Right, so actually got a picture with you as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you must have talked. So at that point, they must have gone, well, hang on, you're not a statue. Or did they just think that you were Rag and Bone Man visiting Madame Tussauds?
No, I just stood still until she took the photo, and then I just spoke to her. She was like, oh, my God, you're not even Rag and Bone Man. I was like, oh, okay.
I'm not being funny. He's had 2 songs. Why would he have a waxwork at this stage? I mean, obviously, he will at some point, but that's weird. I'm quite surprised they thought you were a waxwork, because you're clearly only human after all. So thank you very much. All right, have a good day.
Yes, thank you.
Rag and Bone Man lookalike there. Good.
Scott Mills.
Just had our caller Leon, who, Lee was Madame Tussauds just looking around the other week, stood still for a few seconds, and someone comes up to him and is like, oh my God, it's a waxwork of Rag and Bone Man. And we just looked at a picture of him, and he really does look like him. And it's that kind of biker vibe, sort of massive beard.
He's a Paralympic shot putter.
Is he?
Which is, it does make sense if you imagine that, and then imagine Rag and Bone Man. Rag and Bone Man could make a very convincing shot putter, I think.
Totally. I can totally see why the girl came up and wanted a selfie, really.
Yeah, strong guy.
Okay, Sinead has... Oh, is this news about an old relationship first, right?
Yeah, so do you remember that photo of Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry on holiday and he wasn't wearing any clothes?
Yes.
It's quite famous.
Yeah, right.
Famous little picture.
On the boat there.
it was
on
better
a
than
board.
That. It was on a paddleboard. Yeah. He's there. It was like something off Pocahontas.
Yeah.
But slightly more late night.
Well, he's finally spoken out about that picture, and it was about 6 months ago it happened. He says he would never have been naked if he'd have known that he was being photographed. He says, so I had a moment of feeling free. What can I tell you? Note to self, you're never free. Ha. I wouldn't have put myself in that position if I thought it would happen. I've been photographed a million times in a million different ways. I've a good radar. We'd been completely alone for 5 days. Nothing around us. There was no way anyone could get anything. Well, wow. They did. They definitely got the money shot, didn't they?
Beware of the zoom lens.
Exactly. That or like it was a bear or something that took the photo.
Here's the thing, if you were as famous as Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry, you wouldn't even consider going out on a paddleboard just in case, would you?
Exactly.
Keep your pants on at least.
Yeah, and also the photo wasn't that grainy, so the photographer can't have been that far away from them.
I reckon it was one of those that the photographer was dressed up as like a bear in the woods.
Yeah.
Like a fake bear.
Yeah.
He just whips out the camera.
I reckon they do that.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think they kind of...
Well, they're dressed as a tree, and then just the tree moves.
I think they actually camouflage themselves. It's a clever move if they do.
He also talks about the breakup of his relationship with Katy Perry, saying, we're friends, it's all good, we're grown up. She happens to be someone who's very visible, but I don't think anyone cares about what I'm up to, nor should they. It's between us. And then this is quite nice. It's better to set an example for kids and show that breakups don't have to be about hate.
Aww.
That's quite nice, isn't
it? They probably
it?
Don't speak, but yeah.
Well, her dog is always on his Instagram, so they must talk.
Oh, that makes me actually happy then.
Yeah, good. So they must be friends.
Loads of famouses go, yeah, but we're going to remain friends, and you just know that that's not true. But if the dog's there, I'm happy
for
it.
The dog's there.
I'm there for that.
Now, we hear a lot about famous people having cameos in films or TV shows, especially Game of Thrones at the moment. Well, this is Bear. This is someone who was in a film before they were famous, and they've tracked down like the picture of her. Little Mix's Jessie Nelson was in Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire when she was a kid. Yeah, she was an extra during the Yule Ball scene of that film. And that's not the only one she was in. She was in About a Boy. And there's a great picture of her just sat in the assembly hall. And if you pause it, you can get a decent shot of her.
I'll be doing that later.
Yeah, do
just
it.
Just to see it. Okay.
Finally, Cheryl. We just call her Cheryl now, right? We can't say Cole or Tweedy or...
No, it's just Cheryl.
Just Cheryl. She sent out a message to the world about how happy she is, and she's done this by simply changing the bio on her Instagram. It now reads, living in a love bubble, followed by a blue heart.
I saw that Liam has done an Instagram as well. It doesn't even really look like him.
No.
Is that him?
We still don't know what the kid's called, though, do we?
I know.
That's
keeping
exciting.
They're keeping it secret. Yeah, fair play.
Scott Mills.
So, yesterday, I said that I was ringing a call centre to help get my mum's phone fixed. And whatever service you call up, I find that they always do that thing, doesn't matter who you're calling, where they say that their systems are running slow or that their computers are frozen. It's like, oh, hang on a minute, it's going really slow today. Give me a second. Well, we found out that they're all lying. Well, most of them are. They always go, yeah, sorry, my computer's frozen, don't they? All the time.
Yeah, we did suspect that this may be a lie because this can't surely happen every time.
And it does happen most of the time. Well, Emma from Bristol's on. Emma, you work in a call centre and you do this to people, right?
Absolutely. 99% of the time.
Oh, this is great. This is like Confessions of a Call Centre.
Let all my secrets out.
I can't believe this. So why do you pretend that your computers are down and stuff like that?
So if it's quite quiet, we're obviously on the internet and doing our bits and bobs personal stuff. And then when a call comes through, we always use the, well, sorry to keep you, the system's running really slow at the moment. It won't be a minute.
And do you do it all the time?
Yeah, majority of the time, especially at the minute trying to plan a wedding. So
this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So are you currently in the call centre right now?
No, I'm actually getting ready to go in. Okay. But,
all right, can I hang a second? Can I just put you on hold for a second? Hello.
Lovely. Hey,
sorry, I just had to refer
up. It's
really running slow. Would you like to continue this conversation?
I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying it.
Would you like to continue this conversation? If you would, press one. Thank you.
So now you know our secret. So when they say the computers are running slow, you can ask them what they're really doing.
The wedding shopping.
Yeah, or just, you know, clothes shopping or booking tickets, cinema, or just anything, really.
This is absolute revelation.
It is, indeed.
If you say that the computers are running slow and most of the phone calls you take, press 2. Oh, I thought so. You know when it says this call may be recorded for whatever purposes?
Yeah, it is.
Right, okay, but do you ever listen back to the really angry people? Because I would.
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah, do you make, like, a mixtape of the most angry?
I could send them in to you and you could make an amazing mixtape. Yeah, we get abuse galore. So
yeah, I just have to do the voice changer on it, but I'm keen.
I've got a question for you. Mm-hmm. When I ask to speak to your manager, am I speaking to your manager or am I just speaking to your mate?
No, you're speaking to my colleague next to me. I took one yesterday, a very angry customer, and I went on the phone as the senior person and took the call. Yeah,
this
the managers
is great.
Don't take the calls. So.
I love this insight.
You should come in. You should come in. Well, basically, you should come in and work a day in our place.
Okay. If I'd like to do that, press 9. No, that was an 8. I wouldn't be any good at it, though.
No, you'd probably, you can't go, yes, down the phone and all those noises that you make. So
that's
you have
the
to
problem.
Be quite sensible.
That's the problem. Mine would just be noise and they'd get angry.
Mm.
So the manager is just the person sat next to you, the nearest person you can find.
Sometimes. Obviously, you have to make sure they've been there a while because the job we do is in finance, so we have to make sure that they're aware of the rules. But I also use a mute button quite a lot, so I'll have a double conversation with what I really want to say on mute.
Oh, this
which is
so
quite fun.
That could go wrong.
Yeah.
So what you're doing is you're talking to someone going like, yes, sir, yes, madam, yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, madam.
Hit mute.
Absolutely.
What an absolute
that's salad.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Right.
Yeah. I'm a pro at it.
Does that ever go wrong?
No, 5 years, never been caught out.
Until now.
Yeah, I'll probably do it today. I'll let you know if I do.
Okay.
Lovely.
Well, good to speak to you.
Excellent. All right.
Get
have
back
a good
in
day.
Touch soon. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Uh-oh. All the call centre people are kicking off now on social media and on our text on 81199 saying that that lady's given them a bad name. And now everyone's going to think they're lying when they say, sorry, our computers are running slow.
I mean, there are a couple of people still saying that she's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Probably not the kind of thing you want to put on Twitter, by the way. Admitting to that.
No, don't put that on Twitter.
But loads of people texting us saying, yeah, that's true. But I'd say the vast majority are saying, no, she's lying.
Yeah. This says, when I worked in a call centre, we used to play a game. Each day we would set a phrase and see how many times we can get it in. The hours flew by.
Wow.
I do that as well, says Sean. I'm not going to say where she's texting in from. Customer is ranting while on mute. I just carry on a conversation with my colleague next door.
A couple of people have texted this in as well. I wish we'd asked her now. But when we're on mute, can they still hear us? Do you know what I mean? When they put us on hold,
oh yeah,
can they still hear what we're saying?
Oh yeah.
Always wondered that.
This person says, I work for a letting agent and our computers genuinely do go down every week. And now after our last call, everyone's going to think we're lying. No. I'm sure some people do it, but then a lot of people don't as well. I reckon also, sorry, my computer's frozen or is running slow, is just to fill in the gaps in the conversation. Because there's that awkward bit where you're like, okay, and they're waiting for it to load. I reckon I would say it just as a kind of, oh, just as a talking
small talk,
point.
Small yeah. talk kind
yeah,
of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you ever think the small talk's genuine as well?
No.
Do they really care?
No? Also, interesting that all the people that work in the call centre have got time to text in, yeah?
No.
Didn't think you were allowed to have your phone at work, but there's hundreds of them coming in. You can text us, can't you? Huh? Is that going to annoy people?
I think so.
I was only joking.
They're having a hard day today.
Yeah, sorry. Don't want to annoy.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
This is mad, this call centre's confession that it's kind of turned into. Morning, Sam, who used to work in a call centre. He says, if someone was really annoying or rude, I'd just put them on hold on purpose for a while. And yes, we can hear everything you're saying when you're on mute. Just FYI for later today, if you're on the phone, they can hear everything.
You're going to have to use a fake name now.
Yeah. Well, how's that going to work? How's it going to work if I'm calling my bank?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, my name is...
The Salamander.
BBC Radio 1. Chris, I met this guy at the weekend and I said to him, I have to get you on my show. Do you ever meet people when you're out and you're like, I need to get you on because you're brilliant?
Oh, totally. Do you know what? Even the other day, you know, I was at Legoland, bit of a random one the yeah. other day, when the weather was really nice. I met this dentist there who was telling me that when Innuendo Bingo's on the show, he has to stop what he's doing, like being a dentist, who even if he's got someone in the chair, he'll say... just got to hang on five minutes whilst I listen to Innuendo Bingo.
Well, so he stops the dental treatment?
Yeah, stops it, yeah. We should get him on at some point.
Definitely. Anyway, I got this guy's number. His name is Will. And I said, I need to get you on because what you told somebody on a dating site, it's quite extreme. I've got him on now. Hi, Will.
Hi there. How are you doing?
You're right. Yeah, all good. So tell Chris and tell the listeners what you did.
Okay, well, first of all, basically, I was seeing a girl, and it was coming to the end of the sort of relationship, and instead of sort of just like being a man and finishing it and moving on, I decided I'd go online, find a replacement in advance, and have a bit of a crossover period.
Oh, I see. you're like an air traffic controller. Right. What you do is you kind of line everything up.
Yeah. So are you one of those that like to line them up in advance when the other one's not going so well, Will?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because you know that you're kind of keen to be with someone, but just not the current person that you're with. So you've got someone ready to go, ready to land.
Yeah.
Ready to land on the runway, that's right.
Now, here's the thing. You were seeing this girl, but you were also going online and maybe fishing for somebody else on a website about fish. And you found somebody, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, really, a top girl.
Okay. But now, Will, tell Chris and tell the listeners what you told her.
I told her I lived in Spain, and that's why I couldn't see her all that often, just to buy me some time.
Oh, wow. And where were you actually living?
In Cardiff.
Cardiff.
In the rain.
In the rain.
Oh, my
So you've
word.
Got this one girl, you've got another girl who you've told the very elaborate lie that you live in Spain, but obviously Cardiff rains all the time. Wouldn't you have some kind of tan?
Yeah, good point.
Well, you do have a tan if you go every single day to a sunbed shop just to kind of keep the story going.
Oh,
is that what you
word.
Did?
Every single day.
So, right, you would get a tan just to try and look more Spanish?
Or no, that he lived there?
Do you know what? It sounds more funny than it was, but absolutely, that's exactly what I did.
So where were you getting these continuous tans?
In Newport Town Centre, there's an amusement arcade, and just above the amusement arcade, there's a couple of sunbeds, and I was going in there every day to go and get my sunbeds and tan sorted out.
Newport Town Centre there, the amusement yeah. arcades.
And you were doing that just to try and impress this girl?
I think it was more to keep up with the lie than impress the girl towards, to be honest with you.
So then you're like, oh, well, I'd love I live in Spain. Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at this tan. Check
look
it out.
Look at my tan. Oh. It's my Welsh.
So you got your tan?
Yep, absolutely. And it was all going really fine. And so I just didn't think of probably the most important part. When you start becoming intimate with a girl, we went to a hotel for the night. Mm-hmm. I stripped off naked. And of course, she looked at me and went, why have you got no white bits?
Oh. Well, have you been tanning all over there in the Newport sunbeds, have you?
Absolutely all over in the Newport sunbeds.
Right. So true, because if you were actually living in Spain, you'd have the white bits from covering up.
You'd have the flip-flop marks, the short marks, the T-shirt marks, but I had none of that.
Right,
none
so you all over tan there. Did she say anything?
The penny dropped instantly. She said, you've been lying to me, haven't you? And I just told her the truth. And
luckily
for me, she understood.
What do you mean?
It was one of two ways. It was either a good night out or an absolute flop of a night, pardon the pun. And luckily, it worked out all right in the end.
But she knew you were lying just from looking at it.
Well, basically, yeah. I mean, in no disrespect, I've been on this pyramid a lot of times. It was very, very dark.
So when the penny dropped, was she like, oh, why have you been going down Newport Amusement Arcade Sun Bears and why is it that colour?
Were you there? Did you see her?
Oh, where's your white bits? So did you confess to this there and then? When
I had to confess there and then. And it was like basically getting to know me all over again from the very start, because basically every single thing I told her was a lie.
Yeah. See, truth is always best.
Do you know what? I've not done the same as you. I've not had a sort of situation with the colour of my... But like, I have been in this situation before where... When you first start seeing someone, you do make up lies. And then you've got to kind of stick to those lies if you've said them to try and impress them.
What was your one?
So, I didn't want to say that I was living with my parents.
I know this one.
So I obviously claimed that I have my own place. But obviously, if you end up going out with someone like I now am, that lie's going to come out.
Well, yeah. It's the same with Will here. Eventually, it's all going to come out that he doesn't actually live in Spain.
Literally.
Right, good to speak to you, Will.
And you, thank you all.
I just felt that I had to get you on. Thanks.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
It's true, you do have to keep up with the lies when you first start seeing someone, don't you? Well, Holly's been on, she did the same as you. Holly is in Chippenham, and she's saying that she said to a guy, yeah, I've got my own place, still live with mum and dad. No shame in that, but once you've started it, you can't really stop it. You've got to at some point go, the problem okay, is, I don't.
Now, well, that's the problem. If you've said that thing at the start, it's a really hard thing if you end up actually falling for that person. You've got to kind of keep up with that kind of thing.
Yep. And did you have to have the awkward chat in the end, yeah?
Yeah.
Actually, I still do live with my mum.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, Nicola.
Morning.
Where are you right now?
Right now, I'm in Newmarket.
Okay, where are you off to?
I'm off to Ipswich today.
Okay, for work, is it?
Yeah,
can you tell us what you do, or is it top secret?
No, I'm a dental sales rep, so I go to dental practices selling dental stuff.
Okay, cool.
Whoa, now, so with that kind of job, do you need to have banging teeth?
Yeah, I have got banging teeth, got to be honest. So.
I like that. Right. Yeah, I've got banging teeth. Yeah, I guess like if you turned up with like wonky teeth or whatever, and that's your job, then people would be like, probably not going to buy from you, actually.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be ideal.
I bet you got them at a cracking price as well, didn't you?
Oh, you bought the teeth, did you?
I didn't buy the teeth, no.
I presume that you've got new ones that you bought. You've just maintained your normal ones, have you?
Yeah.
By brushing twice a day and things like that, yeah, maybe a bit of floss.
What's the secret to your success, please?
To my success of my teeth?
Yeah, banging teeth.
I'm a dental nurse, so I have help from dentists. That's my secret.
Yeah, but what is it? Is it flossing? Is it brushing eight times
a day? Flossing, brushing twice a day, you know, eating healthily.
Personal trainers, right? And you spend, and they're quite expensive generally, but you spend quite a bit of money and then they make you really buff. Why can't you do that with dentists? Or is that a case of just booking for the dentist? But why can't you just hire someone to come round if you had all the money just to give your teeth a proper, not like the kind of clean that I do on my teeth, but do you know what I mean? A proper deep clean sort of like, so just to mean that you've got amazing teeth and they floss for you and everything.
Chris, that's called a hygienist appointment available at any dentist.
Yeah, but that's
could
different.
Pay somebody if you were rich.
It's
to
not
do
different.
It all the time.
It's a full clean. That it's a full. It's like a you know a car valet. That's it for your teeth. Any hygienist, any dentist.
No, but look,
will do
you've
that
got
for
a personal trainer, right?
Yeah, but I also got a dentist that will happily do me a hygienist appointment. Have you not heard of that?
Is that expensive? Is it?
It's part of the service.
Oh, I don't know. I did get a call saying that I'm long overdue. It's meant to be every 6 months, isn't it?
But it's been 6 years.
Oh, rubbish.
Okay, here's what I've got for you today, Nicola, on Bangers. You don't need to get your coat just yet, Chris. She might choose yours, but I've got Miami to Ibiza by Tiny Temper. Swedish House Mafia.
It is a good song, but it doesn't have lyrics about sipping champagne from the World Cup. So if you're into that kind of thing, this is the song for you. Into the jungle. It's ex-ambassadors, and this is Jungle. It just reminds me of the football, to be honest, Scott.
Yeah, fair play.
Oh, they're both good, but...
They are, right? What are you going to choose?
I'm not really a football fan, so I wouldn't know about sipping champagne at football. So
from the World Cup,
Oh, sorry.
No, you can't actually do that, as has been proved. You couldn't sip champagne from the World Cup. Physically impossible.
Could with the old World Cup, maybe, but that's a sort of nerd alert thing.
Technicality. George from the World Cup. Why could you from the old one and not the new one?
Don't worry.
I don't care. What are you going to choose?
I'm going to go with you, Scott.
Yeah!
She says she likes my watch, but she wants Steve's AP, and she stay up all hours watching QVC.
That is From Miami to Ibiza, and it wins bangers today. Thank you, Nicola, for choosing my choice. An unprecedented amount of who's in the first verse of that song, though.
There are.
A lot of people pointing that out, including Liam in Peterborough, who says, Bold BB, ho! True. I've actually just gone through the first bit of the song. So you've got watching QVC, ho! On my MP3,
ho!
Put a number in my Bold BB, ho! CK Briefs, kind of still on. But then he's going to film it all on his JVC.
Scott Mills.
This is BBC
Radio
1.
Normally on our afternoon show, which is weekdays 1 till 4, we play a song called Bumbleo by Gypsy Kings, often heard in restaurants. And also on holiday, on different times of day. I get loads of tweets from people going, they're playing Bumbleo Wednesday in Spain and it's Monday. I'm really confused. And it's just a midweek celebration. Because now, after this, only two more days to go before actual weekend.
Yeah, but that said, it's also Easter weekend as well. So it's even closer for a lot of people.
Oh, yes.
Think about it.
So just today and tomorrow and you're done.
Come on, let's go.
Let's know where you are.
One, two, three. Will they run down? Come on, boys. I hope this gives you an idea of the steepness of the slopes.
Canberra.
Because some of them are really steep. Come on, boys.
Come on, boys.
Keep coming. So there's some really steep gradients, not only on the fairways, but on the greens. Well done. That's absolutely spot on. I hope that gives you an idea. Some of them are mighty steep, these slopes.
Ken on the course.
Ken on the course. And here's me finding out that somebody went to a rival school.
No, but I went to Toynbee, so there's a little bit of rivalry there.
Cut you off. Toynbee, boo. Get out. I'm in the same clothes as yesterday, but I'm on a horse.
Well, you better get ready for more planes, more banners, and more protests, because I'm not stopping. I won't stop, and neither will everyone else. People have got a voice now, and they're not scared to come out and say that no more.
Arsenal fan TV there. Naked person, reveal yourself.
It's me, Claire. I'm naked.
Yay!
I had a dream. We were sipping whiskey neat.
Never happened.
Yes.
Come on, tell us where you are. Who's bumbleoing with us today? Let us know, 81199. Chris and Will bumbleoing in their tractor with the interns. Craig in Market Harborough. Libby in Suffolk, currently making gluten-free pancakes.
Danny in Sussex, bumbling her buns off after having a row with her partner last night. She says to tell him she loves him really.
Oh, God.
Hopefully this will solve it.
Tell yourself.
Oh, God.
I always find that weird, people that text in on the radio going, can you tell my partner I'm really sorry for last night? Maybe just send them a text and say sorry. Sorry about that. Yeah, I hope everything's okay.
I'm blowing my bits off in the car. On the way to Alicante, Simon from Bournemouth.
Hello, Dee, bumbling her abs off in the back of the shop in Barnsley. What are you doing? A little at-work workout there. Jody from Southampton says yes to the Easter weekend. Extra vigorous bumbleo going on here. Ash and Liam in Canterbury. Dancing like crazy, Johnny G and Wild Wayne in the van in Bristol. Bumbleo! Jason from Middlesbrough, bumbling his way through his last day at work before his honeymoon in New York and Vegas.
Ozzy and Woldy collecting debts with a cheeky dance in Worcester.
Do you know Paul Bolhill off of Can't Pay, We'll Take It Away? If so, jealous.
Paul Hillays.
And one more time. Spence and Mike bumbling their spanners off in Somerset. Yes, Queen.
Zara getting ready for a day filled of dissertation.
Whoop, whoop. En route to my sisters in Stafford on the M6 with four children in the back. That's Natalie in Cumbria. Aaron and Rebecca in Ipswich. They're always on bumbleoing in the sunny sunshine of Ipswich. Kirsty in Bradford. Bumbleoing while putting her extensions in. And Sam bumbleoing his drill off in Martham. Good morning to you.
Mills.
Chris bought breakfast for me this morning and I just said thank you and he went, that's okay, Trump. Why am I Trump?
Oh, because you went a bit Trump this morning. You said...
Look, I left the house in a hurry, I forgot my wallet.
No, you do this too often.
I don't have any money.
You said, I'd really like some breakfast, but I forgot my wallet, so you'll have to pay for it. In fact, you were more direct than that. You said, I really want some breakfast this morning, I forgot my wallet, you will pay for it.
Yeah, you're going to pay for it. But you did, and thank you so much.
You do this all the time, though. We're in the pub not that long ago. You did exactly the same note. It's like, really want a drink. I haven't got my card, so you'll pay for it.
Scott Mills.
Just to warn you guys, your scroll through Instagram will be, for the next week, celebrities at the Festival Coachella in Los Angeles. It's that time of year again, where you'll be sat there in Bolton, where it's 11 degrees and raining. We're all in the same boat here. And you'll be looking at your Instagram when you wake up, and it'll be people like Rita Ora, which I find mildly annoying. Not her, situation.
Whoa.
Well, no, because when you wake up in the morning for work, you're like, okay, scroll. Oh, good. Look what a great time they're having. And it's really sunny.
So they're gathering now, are they?
And don't they all look hot? You must get a little bit of Coachella envy.
Oh, I don't want to say envy, it's the wrong word. I do feel slightly angry towards
it. Okay, full-on jealousy, that's what you get. You do get it every year.
It's not really jealousy, because I'm not fussed about going. It just annoys me that I haven't been... I never will be invited to something like that.
Well, no, they don't get invited. You just get tickets.
I do?
Yeah, you don't get invited. It's not like I think you have to buy tickets. Even Rita... Well, maybe not Rita Ora. Even Laura Whitmore
Thinking that you can't buy a beer there as well?
No, that's not true. It's just a very LA festival. You know, like here, we just like to get down with it and like get in the mud, get a bit dirty, get rained on. There, it's just like full makeup, full hair, beautiful dresses, nice clothes, because there's no rain. And it's just not grubby in any way like our festivals. Mm. It's a very kind of like healthy festival, do you know what I mean? Let's take bets on who the first person we'll see on Instagram at Coachella will be. I'm saying Rita, actually. Laura Whitmore will be second, I think. Anyway, that's happening. Oh, I've just seen as well, Ollie Locke, he's just tweeted... See you soon, Los Angeles. Let Coachella begin. Okay, let's put Ollie Locke in third place.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Right, so many people talk about this show, Just Tattoo of Us. It's a Charlotte Crosby show where two people go on in pairs, and it can be a couple, it can be best mates, it can be siblings, and they get a tattoo on each other, but neither of them know what the tattoo will be, and then there's a big reveal, and then people cry or people argue a lot.
Some people are just fine with it as well. It's crazy. Like, they're getting these outrageous tattoos and they're just fine with it.
Holly from Geordie Shore had a pretty bad one.
Yeah.
She wasn't happy with that at all. Went right off. Right, so Dan, who has appeared on this show, has got in touch with us about his experience. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Scott.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm all good.
So tell me about your experience on the show.
So it's basically, as you just explained, we went on in pairs. I went on with my best friend, Sean. We just wanted to stitch each other up. And ironically, we both went the same direction, which was ex-girlfriends. So I now have a huge daisy flower with my ex-girlfriend's name being Daisy on my thigh for all to see.
Right. Especially some new girls will see that too.
There's been a couple of awkward conversations when it's got a little bit intimate.
But then do you just say that it's not an actual daisy, as in it's not your ex?
You'd say it's a flower.
I could say that, but then there'd be questions as to why the hell would you just get a random flower on your leg? So, to be honest, I'm just embracing it. I'll just tell them, I'll explain about the show, and we're going to have a good laugh about it.
So your mate thought it'd be funny for this to happen because it will always remind you of your ex-girlfriend, Daisy, which, by the sound of it, didn't go too well.
At the time, as you could probably see on the show, my face sort of dropped. Everyone's been messaging me saying they just wanted to give me a cuddle, so I was about to cry. But in hindsight now, I can look at it and I can just laugh about it, so it's fine. We're still friends, so it's all good.
And what tattoo did you give him?
I went down a similar path in regards to the ex. His ex-girlfriend stole his cat, which was like his baby. So he now has an image of a cartoon cat sort of walking away with a little satchel, turning around and winking.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he was equally upset. So we're on an even par, so we're still friends.
Do you not care what's inked on you, though?
I've got a lot of tattoos, so it's not such a big deal for me. And I think, to be honest, the way me and Sean have both handled it is that the fact that we can get something about our exes and laugh about it, we're treating as kind of like a closure thing, so it really doesn't bother us.
So, to get closure on the relationship, just have a tattooed on your thigh there.
Yeah, basically.
Were you not upset at all, honestly? Like, I would have thought this would have led to big arguments.
Initially,
is there nothing that... What would have upset you?
Honestly, nothing. We spoke about it before we applied. We said, is there anything we can't go? Is there any direction you don't want to go down? We said, no, let's just do it. Let's just have a laugh. Let's have a wicked experience. We've done exactly that. No regrets at all. Daisy's actually seen it as well. She thinks it's hilarious. She thinks it's brilliant. Even though we're not together, I'm now branded for life.
You are branded?
Literally branded for life.
What made you want to go on the show?
I actually got approached to go on it randomly via Twitter, and I just thought, yeah, let's just do it. You know, it's a new experience. Get myself on telly for 5 minutes. Have my 5 minutes of fame, basically.
That's right, it's happening.
Yeah, 5 minutes of fame and a tattoo for life of your ex.
Yes, exactly. Oh, well, it's done now, isn't it?
Done. Well, I like your attitude to it. It's good. Dan, thanks so much for being on.
No problem, guys.
Good speech to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Love you, mate.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow morning from 6.30 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, Infinite Grimshaw. And from 8 o'clock in the studio, the Doctor's new companion from Doctor Who is Pearl Mackie.